Chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, and they were restraining the four winds, so that no wind would blow on the land, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, who had the seal of the living God. He shouted out with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to damage earth and sea, saying, "Do not damage the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have marked the loving servants of our God with a seal on their foreheads." And I discovered the number of those who were sealed. It was 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of Israel's people. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Judah. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Reuben. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Gad. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Asher. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Naphtali. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Manasseh. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Simeon. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Levi. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Issachar. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Zebulun. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Joseph. 12,000 were sealed from the tribe of Benjamin. After this I looked, and behold, right in front of me I saw a vast multitude of people, an enormous multitude, so huge that no one could count, made up of victorious ones from every nation, tribe, people group, and language. They were all in glistening white robes, standing before the throne and before the Lamb with palm branches in their hands. And they shouted out with a passionate voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing in a circle around the throne with the elders and the four living creatures. And they all fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Who are these in glistening white robes? And where have they come from?" I answered, "My Lord, you must know." Then he said to me, "They are ones who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, and have emerged from the midst of great pressure and ordeal. For this reason they are before the throne of God, ministering to Him as priests day and night within His cloud-filled sanctuary. And the enthroned One spreads over them His tabernacle shelter. Their souls will be completely satisfied, and neither the sun nor any scorching heat will affect them. For the Lamb at the center of the throne continuously shepherds them unto life, guiding them to the everlasting fountains of the water of life. And God will wipe from their eyes every last tear." Chapter 8. When the Lamb broke open the seventh seal, heaven fell silent for about half an hour. And then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and each was given a trumpet. Then the eighth angel with a golden incense burner came and took his place at the incense altar. He was given a great quantity of incense to offer up, consisting of the prayers of God's holy people upon the golden altar that is before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the holy ones billowed up before God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel filled the golden incense burner with coals of fire from the altar and hurled it onto the earth, releasing great peals of thunder, voices, lightning flashes, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels prepared to sound their trumpets. When the first angel sounded his trumpet, there came forth hail and fire, mixed with blood, and it was hurled to the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, destroying a third of the trees and all green grass. When the second angel sounded his trumpet, something like a huge mountain burning with flames of fire was thrown into the sea, destroying a third of the ships. A third of the sea turned into blood, destroying a third of all sea creatures. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a mega star, blazing like a torch, descended from heaven upon a third of the rivers and fountains. The name of the star is bitterness. A third of the waters became so bitter that many people died. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of their light was darkened, and there was no light for a third of the day, and likewise the night. Then I saw and heard an eagle flying overhead, crying out with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the people of the earth, because of the next three trumpets about to be sounded by the other three angels."
Chapter 10, The Wisdom of Solomon. When wisdom comes to a son, joy comes to a father. When a son turns from wisdom, a mother grieves. Gaining wealth through dishonesty is no gain at all, but honesty brings you a lasting happiness. The Lord satisfies the longings of all his lovers, but he withholds from the wicked what their souls crave. Slackers will know what it means to be poor, while the hard worker becomes wealthy. Know the importance of the season you're in, and a wise son you will be. But what a waste when an incompetent son sleeps through his day of opportunity. The lover of God is enriched beyond belief, but the evil man only curses his luck. The reputation of the righteous becomes a sweet memorial to him, while the wicked life only leaves a rotten stench. The heart of the wise will easily accept instruction, but those who do all the talking are too busy to listen and learn. They'll just keep stumbling ahead into the mess they've created. The one who walks in integrity will experience a fearless confidence in life, but the one who is devious will eventually be exposed. The troublemaker always has a clever plan and won't look you in the eye, but the one who speaks correction honestly can be trusted to make peace. The teachings of the lovers of God are like living truth flowing from the fountain of life, but the words of the wicked hide an ulterior motive. Hatred keeps old quarrels alive, but love draws a veil over every insult and finds a way to make sin disappear. Words of wisdom flow from the one with true discernment, but to the heartless, words of wisdom become like rods beating their backside. Wise men don't divulge all that they know, but chattering fools blurt out words that bring them to the brink of ruin. A rich man's wealth becomes like a citadel of strength, but the poverty of the poor leaves their security in shambles. The lovers of God earn their wages for a life of righteousness, but the wages of the wicked are squandered on a life of sin. If you readily receive correction, you are walking on the path to life. But if you reject rebuke, you're guaranteed to go astray. The one who hides his hatred while pretending to be your friend is nothing but a liar. But the one who slanders you behind your back proves that he's a fool, never to be trusted. If you keep talking, it won't be long before you're saying something really wrong. Prove you're wise from the very start. Just bite your tongue and be strong. The teaching of the godly ones are like pure silver, bringing words of redemption to others, but the heart of the wicked is corrupt. The lovers of God feed many with their teachings, but the foolish ones starve themselves for lack of an understanding heart. True enrichment comes from the blessing of the Lord, with rest and contentment in knowing that it all comes from Him. The fool finds his fun in doing wrong, but the wise delight in having discernment. The lawless are haunted by their fears, and what they dread will come upon them. But the longings of the lovers of God will be fulfilled. The wicked are blown away by every stormy wind. But when a catastrophe comes, the lovers of God will have a secure anchor. To trust a lazy person to get a job done will be as irritating as smoke in your eyes, as enjoyable as a toothache. Living in the worship and awe of God will bring you many years of contented living. So how could the wicked ever expect to live a long, happy life? Lovers of God have a joyful feast of gladness, but the ungodly see their hopes vanish right before their eyes. The beautiful ways of God are a safe resting place for those who have integrity. But to those who work wickedness, the ways of God spell doom. God's lover can never be greatly shaken, but the wicked will never inherit the covenant blessings. The teachings of the righteous are loaded with wisdom, but the words of the evil are crooked and perverse. Words that bring delight pour from the lips of the godly, but the words of the wicked are duplicitous.